crisis of debt, two people were disputing, and then a third person comes in and he says, allow me to take this debt upon myself to bring an end to that dispute. So now the person who's claiming the money, he'll claim it from this person who comes in now as a third party. So now this third party automatically gets a debt upon himself. Now this is a type of debt in Shariat, which is something that is praiseworthy, because the person came in on his own and he offered to settle a dispute between two Muslim brothers, which is something that is encouraged. So he's saying, this is what I did. I took on this debt upon myself and I came up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as'aluhu fiha, asking him, in other words, to assist me to fulfill this debt. فَقَالَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ said, أَقِمْ حَتَّى تَأْتِيَنَا الصَّدَقَةُ فَنَأْمُرُ لَكَ بِهَا. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told me to just wait here until some sadaqah comes and then we will give you from it. ثُمَّ قَالَ يَا قَبِيسَ. Then Rasulullah صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ addressed me and he said, O قَبِيسَ, إِنَّ الْمَسْأَلَةَ لَا تَحِلُّ إِلَّا لِأَحَدٍ ثَلَاثَةٍ. O قَبِيسَ, asking is not permissible except for the following three people. رَجُلٌ تَحَمَّلَ حَمَالَةً. That person who has taken this type of debt upon himself. Not a debt so that he can increase the size of his house, so he can get a more luxurious vehicle, he can go more on holiday trips, no. The person who has taken this type of debt where he happened to settle the dispute for somebody, or he assisted somebody in this regard, فَحَلَّتْ لَهُ الْمَسْأَلَةُ حَتَّى يُصِيبَهَا. Then it will be permissible for him to ask, but only to that extent where he gets that amount that he needs to fulfill this debt that he had taken upon himself. So he can ask only till that extent. He shouldn't be asking more. ثُمَّ يُمْسِكُ. Then he must hold back. وَرَجُلٌ أَصَابَتْهُ جَائِحَةٌ اجْتَاحَتْ مَالَهُ. اجْتَاحَتْ مَالُهُ. That person that a natural disaster had afflicted him, some type of calamity, and he destroyed all his wealth. So now when he destroyed his wealth, then this person is allowed to go and ask. Obviously he lost everything in this calamity. Maybe one flood came and took away everything, or some kind of earthquake. Now this person can ask. فَحَلَّتْ لَهُ الْمَسْأَلَةُ حَتَّى يُصِيبَ قِوَامًا مِنْ عَيْشٍ. But he can ask only till the extent that he can recover. Only to let extent now that he can support himself. وَقَالَ سِدَادًا مِنْ عَيْشٍ. Or Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, that amount that he can cover himself. In other words, now he can live. He can just amount that he can live. وَرَجُلٌ أَصَابَتْهُ فَاقَةٌ. And the third person is that person who some kind of poverty afflicted him. حَتَّى يَقُولَ ثَلَاثَةٌ مِنْ ذَوِي الْحِجَابِ مِنْ قَوْمِهِ. Until three people from his, who are intelligent, from his tribe, or from his people, they can bear witness. So three intelligent people from amongst his people can bear witness that genuinely this person is in need. Genuinely he is in need. Why this three people is because every second person can think that I'm in need, and every second person can start begging. So here are three people who are intelligent people, they can testify that this person is definitely in need. Now for this type of person, it is permissible for him to beg. وَقَالَ سِدَادًا مِنْ عَيْشِ. وَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ said that he gets enough to cover his needs. فَمَا سِوَاهُنَّ مِنَ الْمَسْأَلَةِ يَا قَبِيسَ سُحْتٌ. O قَبِيسَ, anything besides this, where a person goes and he asks, then this is سُحْتٌ. This is something that is disliked. This is something that is unlawful. يَأْكُلُهَا صَاحِبُهَا سُحْتًا. That person that is consuming this is consuming something that is not correct, something that is unlawful for him to consume. Today's hadith, and Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, laysa al-miskinu alladhi yatufu ala al-nasi taruddhu al-luqmatu wala al-luqmatan wal-tamratu wal-tamratan. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a miskin, generally we translate miskin as a destitute person, as a poor person. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that a real miskin, a real destitute poor person is الَّذِي يَتُوفُهُ عَلَى النَّاسِ. Is not that person who goes around begging and one person gives him one morsel and two morsels or one kajur or two kajur and he turns him away, and then he goes to the next person and he collects the same morsel, two morsels, and he goes to the third person like that, gets one kajur or two kajur morsel from here. So in other words, he's going all around, he's making tawaf. Tawaf means he's going around and around asking people. This is not a real miskin. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining who a real miskin is. وَلَكِنَّ الْمِسْكِينَ الَّذِي لَا يَجِدُ غِنًا يُغْنِيهِ. A real miskin is that person who doesn't find anything enough for himself. He can't find anything enough for himself. وَلَا يُفْتَنُ لَهُ فَيُتَصَدَّقُ عَلَيْهِ. But he doesn't expose this condition of him, of his, so that people can give him. So he's keeping it inside, he's hiding it, he's keeping the secret. He doesn't want it, so people, he doesn't want to expose it, so now people must start spending and giving sadaqah on him. وَلَا يَقُومُ فَيَسْأَلُ النَّاسِ He doesn't go around begging from people. So this is a real miskin. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is explaining to us, we were describing that quality of sabr yesterday. Is this person, if he has this quality of sabr, we mentioned that in hadith in Bukhari Sharif, that وَمَا أُغْتِيَ أَحْدٌ مِنْ أَطَاعٍ أُوْسَعَ مِنَ الصَّبَرِ That there isn't any gift any person can be given that is more, as we say in medical terms, broad spectrum. Anything more far-reaching, more better in consequences, benefit than having sabr. Why? Because if a person is going through difficulty like this hadith we did, now he doesn't take the difficulty and go around exposing it to people, but he makes sabr on it. True sabr. Doesn't tell people about it, doesn't complain about it. So he's got this quality of sabr. And this quality of sabr, as we mentioned, it goes very, very far and very wide. How often you hear a person having, a young couple having argument, and before you know it, that youngster has issued 3 talaq. Why the 3 talaq has just come off? Because this person didn't have that level of sabr, that level of tolerance. Or sometimes the father might be telling the son something, the mother might be telling the child something, but the sabr is not there. So automatically now they forget that Quran says, وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ They don't even say oof to your parents. So now what happens? Immediately those words come out, bad words come out, arguments, and they start screaming at the parents. Why? This is a sign that this person doesn't have this level of sabr. So therefore sabr is such an important thing. It will help a person every stage of his life. I had one incident recently. Hazrat Mullah Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, when his father had passed away, then he had phoned his Sheikh Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. So when he had phoned his Sheikh to give him the message and obviously phoned him for du'as, etc. So then he told a very beautiful thing to his Sheikh. He said that today I'm not so sad at the loss that my father has gone, but I'm even more grieved by the fact that this one darwaza of du'a is closed. One door of du'a that I had open all the time, that door of du'a now is closed for me. Because parents are such, all the time they're giving du'as. And the du'as that they give from the heart, those du'as can never ever be replaced. That is like a direct link between your qabuliyat and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that parents that you have. So therefore, this example that was such a nice thing, he said that I'm sad about the fact that this door is now being closed. So then Hazrat Hakim Sahib told him very nicely, but Allah, just to console him, this is also part of Shariat where you console a person. He said, today your father is not there, but your Sheikh is still around. In other words, still taking some type of sympathy, some type of empathy from the Sheikh also. So this is the level of sabr that we should have, that at every stage. So now when a person has to look after his sickly parents, his aged parents, maybe they're terminally ill, he has to look after them. Then when he's got sabr in his life, he'll actually enjoy looking after them. Why? He knows that this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me an opportunity to get sawab. But this comes when this person has got sabr. But his wife will bring some platter of food in front of him to eat. There's no salt in that food. But that man who's got the true sabr, he won't say anything. He'll say the food is very tasty. Or sometimes he might want a little bit more salt. He'll put it in a very diplomatic way that I like extra salt sometimes in my food. So can I have a little bit of salt? The person will go get the salt and he'll add it. But without offending his wife, without saying the wrong things. So this, all these things come part of akhlaq when a person has got sabr. So this is why Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has told us that there isn't anything with a far better consequence, far more broad spectrum that a person, any ni'mat that a person can have more than the ni'mat of sabr. It will help him through every walk of life. How often you hear a person just loses himself, he's got a firearm and he killed so many people and now he's regretting. Then he sometimes put a gun to himself. Why? Lack of sabr. Therefore, by the way, the ulama mentioned, that person who doesn't have control, that person should never own a firearm, because he can cause more damage than have benefit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the true quality of sabr. Allah give us these qualities. So when a person has the sabr, then his color changes. People look at him and they enjoy his company. You see, this person is of a good temperament, good mizaj. He doesn't lose himself. He's not a fiery character. People are comfortable to be with him. His children are comfortable. His wife is comfortable. He is comfortable with other people. His satis in the jamaat also comfortable. Why? This person has got sabr. He's got tolerance. He doesn't complain much. He's easygoing. So this was the qualities of sahaba and this was qualities of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all these qualities. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillah.
to us.